Hello, and welcome to the Eclectic Hour with your host, Craig Boyer. KKRN Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and it's sometimes interviews with music woven in that relates to the subject and to the person being interviewed. Today I'll be interviewing Jonathan Foster and playing some of his fine music that he's written and recorded. And his latest CD is called Lantern Shade, and Somewhere Between the Dark and the Light comes the new album, Lantern Shade, by Redding, California-based singer-songwriter Jonathan Foster. This studio effort debuts to the world June 1st, 2021, and it's packed with musical residuals from the past year of reflective moments during our very uncertain days. Foster brings this 10-song long player to life with vocal conviction, imaginative lyrics, driven guitars, rootsy sounds inspired from time in the Cascade Mountains to memories of his hometown in Cranberry Lake, New York. The album steers toward the rock side of modern folk music with some big help from Bruce Turgan on bass guitar and Joe Mistal on drums. Welcome, Jonathan Foster.
Well, thank you, Craig. Good morning. Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right. And folks, he's also the founder of Miracle Mile Records, and a lot of the folks around here have recorded under that label. And I've played a lot of their music, and it's been a wonderful thing. Now, my first question to you, Jonathan, is what has happened since the pandemic with regards to your music and your situation overall?
Well, gosh, so is the pandemic done?
Well, it's on the decline, let's put it that way.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, gosh, a lot has changed, hasn't it? It's been a year, right? Is that what they say?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, over a year ago, you know, we had the March slate of shows canceled, and then, of course, that trickle down from that went into the rest of the year, and you know, getting ready to hit the road again and play a long string of shows starting in June. But in that year, I was able to stay home, spend a lot of time with my wife here in Redding, and wrote probably about 20 songs, and 10 of them made it onto this new project, Lantern Shade. And in that were some high moments and some low moments and everything in between, of course, that we all had experiences with through the uncertain days. And unfortunately, we had to close down the record label side of Miracle Mile Records. We still do a little bit of promotion, but we'll just be going in a new direction with that project. And I was given a large opportunity to tour this year, and so my focus has been largely on my solo project. And so I'll be doing about 100 shows solo acoustic this year across the country. And anyway, it'll be looking forward to getting new ears on it and getting back into gig shape. I haven't performed any of these songs in public, so it's a lot of fun for me.
Gonna be exciting. Yeah, I was looking at your poster of all of the places you're playing, and it's just amazing to me. You're going basically all across the United States. And I was wondering about that Lantern Shade title. What inspired that?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time camping and fishing and hiking during the shutdown and the kind of the stay at home, stay in place situation. And so a lot of these songs were written at the campfire, written at the picnic table out there at the campground or somewhere in the middle of the woods. And my first working title for most of the recording side was going to call the album The Dark and the Light, and that's what the tour is called. But there's another California singer-songwriter who put out an album, a solo album with the same name, and I decided I should have some separation and respect to him, even though it's a really cool name. And so Lantern Shade is easier and quicker to type. Kind of rolls off the tongue and kind of captures the same thing I was looking for the dark and the light, the lantern shade as well.
Okay. Yeah, and there's too many to name, but could you name, like jumping across the country, the various places you're going to be playing.
Yeah, I spend a lot of time in, so it's, you know, kind of the country's built into sections, you know, just like our time zones. And so I have Intermountain shows in Colorado and New Mexico and Wyoming, and spend some time in California, obviously. And then probably about 5 dates in Texas, 5 dates in Florida, 5 dates in Louisiana. I didn't mean to skip Louisiana. And then I do a little Midwest run into South Dakota and Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota. And then I'm going to take some time off and visit my family, who I haven't seen in 2 years, 2 summers. That'll be nice to get 10, 12 days off and maybe do a couple local shows there in New York State. And then weave my way back in a fairly rapid order in the second half of August and get down to West Virginia and Nashville and St. Louis and back to Colorado and the Southwest before getting back home just before Labor Day. So it'll be a packed full June, July, and August. I think there's about 65-68 dates in those 3 months.
Wow. And are you your family still in Cranberry Lake?
Yeah, my mom and dad live there. The house I grew up in, my dad built. And my sister and my nieces live in Syracuse, New York, so I get to poke in and see that they've probably grown like weeds. And there's only so much you can see on FaceTime or the internet and whatnot.
Well, thank goodness for those.
Yeah, never knew I'd get to know technology quite as much as we did last year, right?
Yep. Zoom, zoom. Cranberry Lake, New York. That's where you're from, is that right?
Yeah, that's my hometown. It's mm-hmm. the foothills of the Adirondack Mountains. Very beautiful up there in St. Lawrence County. It's about an hour and change up to Ontario, Canada. And fond memories, very rural. About 150 year-round residents in wow. Cranberry Lake. And they're not far from Lake Placid and where the 1980 Olympics mm-hmm. were. And so it's always nice visiting, especially during summer. I don't know if I miss shoveling snow. And they just had about a foot of snow on the ground maybe a couple weeks ago, too, so as we're sweating.
Well, I'm glad you chose to be here in Reading. So we're going to start out with from your latest CD, Lantern Shade. And the first song we're going to go to is Stardust Salt Water. And what can you tell us about that?
Yeah, this is the first track off the album. This is kind of one of the early ones that I wrote last summer. And kind of the onus for writing the album, too, is kind of having this as a, I don't know what you'd call it, kind of a good baseline song that I felt really good about. And this one I wrote kind of pretty rapidly. I was out in on the Stewart Fork of the Trinity River, and the night that the first thunder and lightning storms came through that started our first wildfires last summer in Northern California, and it was very dramatic, and I needed to get away from the news and out of town for a little while as we were kind of peeking at our summer spike of the pandemic, and it was just a really bizarre energy, and I got the song out of it. I feel grateful for that, but it's just a little story, but a reminder of that we're kind of all the same, and why not be a little nicer to one another.
I concur. Okay, we're going to go for Stardust Saltwater.
Well, she walks like a pixie, talks like a ghost. She must feel so lonely, driving alone. But her sundress is flowing, her hat of gold. A perfect day planned with nowhere to go. Stardust, salt water, someone, son or daughter. So I hit the last sight. No lottery winnings, just karma points. With summer storms passing and we'll light a fire. tell stories of good times, echoes and pine needles dance in the skies. Stardust, salt water, someone, son or daughter. Stardust, salt water, someone, son or daughter. And what I know and believe to be true is I'm living enlightened insanity, like there's 500 KVs making your teeth bleed. Stardust and salt water, eternity. Stardust, salt water, someone, son or daughter. Stardust, salt water, someone, son or daughter. And I am the richest person you know. I'm a privilege of wonder, like silver or gold. Never feeling so small to the canyon's walls. Drum roll of thunder. The smell of the forest, the sound of the stream. Sleep like a baby and eat like a king. There is no better place in the whole world to be than up in these mountains, clearing your brain. Stardust, salt water, someone, son or daughter. Stardust, salt water, and someone, son or daughter. Well, he walks like a pixie, talks like he's free. He's ever so lonely sitting under this tree with his dirty feet soaking, his hat a green. A perfect day canceled, still living the dream. Stardust, salt water, someone, son or daughter. Stardust, salt water, someone, son or daughter. And I am the richest person you know. I'm a privilege of wonder, like silver or gold. Never feeling so small to the canyon's wall. Drum roll of thunder.
Capture that thunder there. That's good. That's good. Very good.
Thank you.
And the other thing about the song Stardust, we're made of stardust. We came out of the ocean, the salt water, onto the land. So, yep, fits right in. Now, the next song that I'm going to play of your Lantern Shade CD is called Alpine Line. And, boy, that's a good rollicking song. I like that. It's makes feel good. So we're going to go with that one next. Alpine Line.
Hitting down the Alpine Line, mountain mama, I need to find. Leave all your cares and troubles behind. Going down the Alpine Line. Going where the summer winds don't blow. Going where to free my soul. Going where my clothes fit just so. I'm going down the Alpine Line. Leaving for to clear my mind. Gotta find a place to unwind. Sing for your supper, sing for your sleep. Sing it down the Alpine Line. Heading down the Alpine Line. Mountain mama, I need to find. Leave all your cares and troubles behind. Going down the Alpine Line.
Hey, mister, how do I get there? Gotta find me a sweetie, who cares? I know she's my baby and I'll treat her kind, going down the Alpine line. Take a little cheese and wine, find a blanket, some fishing line, and that old canteen for the water so sweet, heading down the Alpine line. Heading down the Alpine line, mountain mama, I need to find. Leave all your cares and troubles behind, going down the Alpine line. Find a pretty flower to call mine, it's back to the mountain climb. All I got is all I need, going down the Alpine line. I'll take a little cheese and wine, find a blanket, some fishing line. That old canteen for the water's so sweet, heading down the Alpine line.
Yahoo! I like it.
Thank you.
Now, the next song is called Into the Black, and Jonathan Foster, what can you tell us about that song?
Yeah, this is perhaps my favorite song on the album, which is maybe a little dark, but this kind of tied in a lot of, you know, what was going on. I call it my fire song from, you know, between the car fire and the campfire in 2000 and, 19. Or is it 18? Shoot. And then into last year, the Zog fire that we experienced here in East Western Shasta County. And I also did a lot of post-stormwater and environmental work on that one, and also in the August complex and Butte County and down there in Napa-Sonoma. And this is kind of a combination of the pandemic and the fire landscape that the communities and the people that have been going through now for seems like every other year, and something that's just been kind of scraping me, and it's hard to wrap my head around it. But this is a bit of a folk noir, a little bit of a different soundscape than I usually do here. But you know, that's kind of a long wind. I usually just like the songs to speak for themselves, but I'm pretty proud of this one.
Okay, Into the Dark. Into the Black, excuse me. Into the Black.
We're just sitting here waiting for the smoke to clear. Seems to be each and every year. Close your eyes, hide the pain. See a hazy sky with small droplets of rain. Oh, dancing like dragonflies. He's an artist, of course he dreams. Or is it just the demons running in his veins? That's what she said, hanging up the phone to rest, only to scream his name. Oh, small droplets of rain. Like everything was practiced up to now, and experience seems to be lacking somehow. And uncertainty yearns to be heard by the haunted. One way out into the black after the fact. Wash the taste from my teeth. just can't help it. It's our wants and our needs when our souls tell us to emancipate. And we continue as non-sustaining things, not learning from others' misleading. Same look on your face. It used to be such a different way. Wind, earth, and fire, water, life, and breath. But only when we respect all of its death. Oh, let it. In the window, someone's disappeared. What you thought you saw once now has reappeared. Just like ghosts in this dust-filled town, holding on to straws with your grip locked down.
Into the Black. Now, next is a song you didn't write, but it's one that most of us know and love. And you do a really fine job on it, too. Shady Grove. So I'm going to play that one now. And that's a great song, and well done.
Oh, thanks, Craig.
Peaches in the summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the girl I love, I don't want none at all. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. Cheeks as red as a blooming rose, her eyes the deepest green. Wall the darling of my heart, come and watch the moon with me. I wish I had a big fine horse, corn to feed him on. The Shady Grove, stay at home, feed him when I'm gone. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go. I wish I had a guitar string made of golden twine. Every tune that I'd play on it, I wish that girl were mine. I wish I had a needle and thread, that golden twine I'd sew. Sew that pretty girl to my side, on down the road we'd go. Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove I know. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound for Shady Grove. See, when
I was just a little boy. I wanted a ball o' knife now. All I want's pretty Shady Grove. Say she'll be my wife. Some come here to fiddle and dance. Some come here to tarry me. Some come here to waltz and prance. I come here to marry. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, I said. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Well, I went to see my Shady Grove. She was standing in the door, shoes and stockings in her hand, little bare feet on the floor. Kiss from pretty Shady Grove, sweeter than brandy wine. There ain't no girl the whole wide world prettier than mine. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm bound for Shady Grove. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love. I'm bound to go. Shady Grove, my little love. Shady Grove, I know. Shady Grove, my little love. Well, I'm bound for Shady Grove.
I'll say it again. That was well done. Oh, I like the strumming thing that you did. It really added to it. It was done differently than I've normally heard with Shady Grove,
mm-hmm.
and that really added a lot to it too.
So. Thanks. Yeah, I think it grooves. It's kind of, I get a kick out of listening to it. It's a song that I've known most of my life, I think. And yeah, the versions that how I learned the song were Doc Watson and Jerry Garcia with David Grissom's Shady Grove album, which is a special one for me there. And I didn't learn until after that Tom Petty had done it with his band Mudcrutch, and I had never heard it either. And then I looked it up after, you know, the CD was in production. I'm like, oh, that's closer to what I just did, because somebody pointed that out, and I had no idea. And I love Tom Petty, and so that was interesting to dig up as a
comparison
result. Yeah,
because and you didn't have that influence really. It came out of you, so that's cool. That's neat. Now, you're listening to The Eclectic Hour on KKRN 88.5 FM Community Radio with your host, Craig Boyer, and we have Jonathan Foster in studio. And we want you to know that the community support of our listeners is what's keeping these programs on the air. Now, if you've not already done it, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to KKRN at Pencil and Paper Ready, P.O. Box 188. Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or you can find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. And yet another way you can help KKRN's cause, and that's by donating your car, your truck, your boat, your RV, or your motorcycle to KKRN by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-500-7433, and we thank you so very much. Now again, we have Jonathan Foster in studio, and we're going to resume with more of his music, and the next song I've chosen to play is called When It Gets Dark. What can you say about that one?
Yeah, thanks, Craig. This is a fun one. Again, written out in the forest. It is a make-believe story. I don't know. It's just a kooky, lighthearted take on maybe my mental health state of the middle of last summer. And in my brain, it's a cartoon. And there was a period where I was just writing irreverent songs. And I don't know, for, you know, probably just levity. And this one made it to the finish line for the album, while most of the other ones did not. But this one is a lot of fun for me. And it kind of weaves into just a fable of a cartoon character traveling around North America looking for wildlife, basically, and then thinking about his problems the whole time.
All right, When It Gets Dark.
When it gets dark, that's when the problems start. When it gets dark, that's when I steal your hearts. Well, I'm moving to Buffalo, further away than any place I know. Yeah, I'm moving to Buffalo, a friend there gonna keep me warm. Yeah, I'm moving in real time, the rest of the world will be just fine. Yeah, I'm moving in light years, stave off all my falling tears. 'Cause when it gets dark, that's when the problems start. When it gets dark, that's when I steal your hearts. And when it gets dark, that's when we all feel so smart. When it gets dark, that's when my problems start. So come and join me in Buffalo, and we'll keep you warm from the snow. I got a favor to ask you, let's take the train to Alaska. And by the time that we get there, we'll need to give some cash to the bears. That way we can stand tall and go and swim with all the narwhal. 'Cause when it gets dark, that's when the problems start. And when it gets dark, that's when I steal your hearts. And when it gets dark, that's when we all feel so smart. When it gets dark, that's when my problems start. And when we dry off the icicles, we'll need to go and rent two red bicycles. And hey, did you remember the map? Otherwise we'll never find our way back. No, did you remember the map? It's the only thing I asked, and that's a fact. Not all who wander are lost, but in this case, we're so lost. When it gets dark, that's when the problems start. But when it gets dark, that's when I steal your hearts. And when it gets dark, that's when we all feel so smart. But when it gets dark, that's when my problems start. And then we're going to Iceland and Greenland in the Black Forest by the Yellow River. And then we're going to the Blue Bayou in the Emerald Triangle to Timbuktu. You see, when it gets dark, you have to remember there's still 25% of unaccounted light out there in the universe. Well, that's a lot of light.
Ah, very fun, very fun. And now the next one is chosen here is called The Beast. And Jonathan Foster, why The Beast?
Ah, The Beast. Well, yeah, I should be more prepared to talk about this album. This is thanks for having me on. This is the first time I'm unwrapping these to the world. You're the second radio program that has taken the pre-release and wanted to talk about it. But this is the first deep dive for more than two songs. So thank you for that. And
you're very welcome.
So the beast is kind of a collection of, you know, the metaphor may mean something differently to all of us. And we all watch society and politics and people yelling at each other on the cable news now and the internet and social media and whatnot. And for me, the beast might mean a little bit different than what it means to you, but we continue to maybe lift up the enemy instead of lifting up the hero. And if I can put it, you know, in really vague light, but so kind of what I'm trying to get here is if we stop feeding the beast, then we'll all get to eat and maybe be a little happier and towards utopia. But you know, I'm just a folk singer, and but you know, there was a lot of dark periods in our world last year between the pandemic and political unrest, and also with just social unrest and inequality that seems to be growing both financially and socially in our communities, and how we manage our communities. We seem to still have this human resource problem that with social media and the news and constant contact is being exposed, and maybe we're getting some pretty decent solutions as a result, but definitely a rough patch watching it all unfold. And so here's my little nugget of trying to figure that all out in my head. I'm not trying to yell at anybody else. I just want to sing a song.
All right. The Beast.
Chaos at the disco, panic and pandemic. Think you're better than someone, take a deep breath in. Finding grace in the twilight, searching for an answer. These not words tell truth. Listen, learn to survive. We don't feed the beast, we all get to eat. If we don't feed the beast, we'll all be free. We're born with the burden of history, the burden we ignore, as long as it doesn't affect me. Celebrity celebration, one big competition, let the cash flow all over us. Better to just share all of it. We don't feed the beast, we all get to eat. If we don't feed the beast, we'll all be free. Born the same, we all die one way. Ashes are planted, no one's above it. Big man taking action, enabling with his hand. No judge or jury present, just the trigger'll do, yeah.
with the panic and the frantic. We're all starving for an answer. It isn't gonna be there. We don't feed the beast, we all get to eat. We don't feed the beast, we'll all be free. If we don't feed the beast, we all get to eat. If we don't feed the beast, we'll all be free.
Free. Next up is a song called Ani Bird, and what is an Ani Bird? What's that all about?
Yeah, Ani is a species of bird. There's three species of Ani, A-N-I, and so this is a twofold meaning. I'm a biologist in my other world, and I do a lot of birding for work and for fun, which is a little bit of an oddball thing.
What a nerd you are. What a nerd.
Thank you. Yeah. So this is a birder song, okay. And there's a lot of terminology and, you know, kind of a crazy little culture that, and so first and foremost, this is a birding song, but I have three nieces, and the middle one, his name is Ani. And when my sister named her Ani, I said, oh, you know, is it Ani DeFranco or is it the Ani bird? And she didn't even know there was a bird named Ani. And so this is for her, my little niece Ani.
Well, that's really neat. I'm sure glad you explained that. That's really cool. All right, Ani bird.
You know there's a little bird, she ain't no cuckoo. See her with her friends, she's an Ani bird. Cutest little climber, oh, with her sisters. The bright forest all along the trees. In her silhouette, staring at the sunset, flying in a circle. All around the world, wherever you see a flock of blackbirds, the smart will succeed by her lead, Ani. Ani. Her travels, she's all she needs to be. Her plumage, glossy and shiny, not a tick to the list, just her little fists. Little Ani bird, go and be free, Ani. Ani. Suspect, ain't no stinger boys, ain't no dark lark or lawn cop toy. Bushwhack for the chase, too many gas hawks for my taste. Pierce, pierce, sparkle bird, you're a lifer for me. You know there's a little bird, she ain't no cuckoo. See you with her friends. She's an Ani bird, cutest little climber, with her sister, the bright forest, all along the trees, Ani. 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 Ani.
Yeah. Now, the last song on your Lantern Shade CD is called Where We Belong. And I was talking with someone we both know, Janice, and she said that she'd had a little bit of input into a part of that lyric there. So anyway, I don't know if you want to say anything about that or not. It's up to you. Otherwise, we'll just play it.
Yeah, this is called Where We Belong. It's a dedication to our friend Kelly Clark, who died in the summer of 2018, unrelated to the campfire, and she was friends with a lot of us around downtown here, and including my wife and I. And last year, the year before, I sat down with Janice Logan and my wife and kind of interviewed them on stories of Kelly to try to put together this song. My friend Morgan Hannaford and I, who we've collaborated on a lot of music in the past, we co-wrote this one together, and it was put down for a little while and kind of restructured away from some of the original intent, but kind of as a mix of kind of celebrating what we have here in Reading, and at the same time paying a little tribute to the great energy and spark that that was Kelly's presence in downtown Reading. And so yeah, thanks to Janice for taking the time to tell me some really fun stories that definitely made their way into the verses here.
All right, we're going to hear Where We Belong.
Who we've become, why not forever young? Where we've gone, always longing for the sun. And what we're left with, tiny sand messages. When we shed a little light, we'll never be wrong. This is where we belong. Remember her red hair, don't care, downtown, turning frowns upside down. It's all messed up, all our thoughts. There's no better place than where you are. Wiping our eyes in our hearts, so full of life, always the spark. And this is where we belong. This is where we belong. Like a spider monkey shouting out loud, jumping onto the unsuspecting crowd. Powder lover, mama's big dreams, dancing all along the winding streams. Folk, sister, ghostly prankster, armed with all the cold beverages. Mister, mister, this is where we belong. This is where we, this is where we belong. Red town like a firecracker, it all broke down. Never ever try to put out a spark with whiskey after dark. You're always in our hearts, Kelly Clark. We left the pub through the side gate for another drink across the way. One last cast into the night, she tied us all together with her light. Now she must be making fun, still being so fitting young and knowing this
is where we belong. This is where we, this is where we belong. This is where, this is where we, this is where we belong.
Jonathan, okay, and now I understand. Let the listeners know how they can get your music and all of that sort of thing, stay in touch with you.
Yeah, well, I always like to say first, thanks to KKRN for always being there and supporting my music, and thank you, Craig, for having me on. You can find my music probably wherever you listen to music, and if it's out there on the web, I'm probably on that platform. If you're still like me and like playing physical copies of music on your stereo, there's many ways that you can find that as well, either in person at one of my shows, or I have a store on my website at jonathanfostermusic.com, or what's a little easier over radio is jfmusic.net. I have a pre-release, pre-orders going for this album right now through this month that ship out within 3 days. And that's via Bandcamp, where there's also a store with all my albums and a 7-inch vinyl record from two songs from the last project and some hats and things like that. And so if you find me over on Bandcamp, you can find all sorts of goodies there, and that helps me keep things going as well. So thanks for that plug.
All right. Boy, we're just about out of time, but I'm going to skip over here to a song that has, I think, a special meaning called Susan. And you can explain why that name.
Yeah, Susan's my wife. And so this is a song I wrote for her many moons ago, maybe 7 years ago. But I think we've been married almost 15 years now. And so it's kind of a tongue-in-cheek song. She doesn't like it when I call her Susan, for example. She goes by Susie. And we live kind of different lives, and sometimes we travel pretty far away from each other and always meet back in the middle. So this is a little bit of a little tongue-in-cheek light on those situations.
All right. Before we play that, I want to say that I hope that you've enjoyed this eclectic hour, and we want to thank you for lending us your ears, for listening to and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And a big thank you to those people we count on daily to put these shows out over the air. So tune in next week for another edition of the Eclectic Hour. And now, Susan.
It's that time of night, the time when I go, and the mornings come quicker than you'll ever know. As I wipe my face dry, step on the gas, and it's high time, Susan, I start driving fast. Well, it's high time, Susan, it's that time of year, driving alone with love lost and fear. Well, I'm only one man, try to give you the most. It's high time, Susan, I wish you good luck. It's 100 degrees while there's fog on the coast. Smell of Old Bay has me thinking the most. Well, there's one thing I know, one thing that's true, that it's high time, Susan, I send love to you. But it's high time, Susan, that I'm coming home. This life I've outgrown, it ain't nothing I own. But in a month I'll get lonely and itch for the road. And it's high time, Susan, I'm bleeding. leaving once more. In the sound of last call, and I don't have much money, and I'm all out of songs. Well, there's one thing that's certain, one thing I know, that it's high time, Susan, that I hit the road. It's early in the morning, I should get to bed. This roaming and rambling leaves thoughts in my head. I don't know what I did to make you upset, but it's high time, Susan, that I get to bed. Whoa.
Next week, another show, The Eclectic Hour.